In state news, the Wisconsin Supreme Court announced they have temporarily suspended a lawyer for Donald Trump's campaign from his spot on the Judicial Conduct Advisory Committee. Jim Troupas was a lawyer for the Trump campaign in 2020 and was a key figure in the conspiracy to get fake electors to claim Wisconsin's electoral votes for Trump. Troupas and two others were recently charged by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call for forgery in their roles in the plot. Troupas was reappointed to the Judicial Committee in 2023 by the Wisconsin Supreme Court when it was still controlled by conservatives. Liberals took a 4-3 majority last year with the election of Janet Protasiewicz. However, control of the court in the future will be determined by an election next April for the seat of retiring Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. This week, Dane County Judge Susan Crawford announced she is officially running for the court and was immediately endorsed by liberals on the court. Crawford joins former Republican Attorney General and current Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel, who previously announced he was in the race. Sticking with election news, the Wisconsin Elections Commission chose attorney Ann Jacobs as its chairperson this week. Jacobs, a Democrat, last held this role back during the presidential election of 2020. The vote to elect her as chair was unanimous. And in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Common Council approved Paulina Gutierrez to lead the city's election commission.
I'd like to thank Mayor Johnson for his confidence in me and offer my gratitude.